The Lord be with you.
And with
your spirit. Read from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew.
Glory to you, Lord.
When Jesus heard that John had been arrested, he withdrew to Galilee. He left Nazareth and went to live in Capernaum by the sea, in the region of Zebulun and Naphtali, that what had been said through Isaiah the prophet might be fulfilled. Land of Zebulun and land of Naphtali, the way to the sea beyond the Jordan, Galilee of the Gentiles. People who sit in darkness have seen a great light. On those dwelling in a land overshadowed by death, light has arisen. From that time on, Jesus began to preach and say, "Repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand." He went around all of Galilee, teaching in their synagogues, proclaiming the gospel of the kingdom, and curing every disease and illness among the people. His fame spread to all of Syria. And they brought to him all who were sick with various diseases and racked with pain. Those who were possessed, lunatics and paralytics, and he cured them. Great crowds from Galilee, the Decapolis, Jerusalem and Judea, and from beyond the Jordan followed him. The Gospel of the Lord. First reading of John speaks about testing the spirits, because not all the spirits that work on us are from the good spirit. So you'd like a good New Year's proposal, try to learn the 14 rules of spiritual discernment of Saint Ignatius of Loyola. Those who've done the exercises with us know those rules. And try to buy the book of Father Tim Gallagher. How is your memory? I have the 14 rules memorized, not verbatim, but the concepts, no? So you might do that. Memorize those 14 rules of discernment. I'll just go through one of the basic ideas. And it's this. When you're in a state of desolation, that's when the devil attacks you. So I'll repeat, because that's one of the key points in those 14 rules. When you're in the state of desolation, that's when the devil attacks everyone in the world. So desolation means you feel kind of sad, depressed, discouraged, lack of faith, lack of hope, lack of charity. People don't understand you. You're on an affective, emotional low. You feel in the dumps. Life doesn't seem to be going anywhere. As they used to say, life is a drag, okay? So when you're in that state, that's when the devil attacks all of us. So just, that'll be your Ignatian teaching for today. The gospel today, if someone asks you, maybe some non-believer or some Catholic that doesn't really know his faith, which is the majority today, asks you, can you give me a summary of the public life of Christ and his activities? This passage, Matthew chapter 4, gives you a good summary of the three basic activities that Christ carried out, which are preaching. Jesus was the greatest preacher in the world. And what else? Miracles. Miracles. Jesus worked miracles. Why did he work miracles? John chapter 8. If you don't believe my teaching, at least believe my works, because only God can do miracles. The third activity? Were you paying attention to the reading? He cast out devils. Yes, he cast out devils. That's called exorcisms. So someone asks you, what were the activities of Jesus for 3 years? They would be teaching, miracles, and exorcisms. Amen?
Amen.
Okay, the first week of the year, we celebrate the American saints. The American saints. Do you know them? A couple days ago we celebrated the first born American saint, and she was from the best state of the Union, right? New York, yeah? Amen? Hey, I'm a New Yorker. New York and then California, right? Yankees, then the Dodgers, right? Amen? St. Elizabeth Ann Seton, we celebrated a couple of days ago. Have you ever read her life? Extraordinary woman. She was an Episcopalian. She was a convert. She was a wife. She was a mother of five children. She was the daughter of a doctor. And maybe most important, she was a convert to the Catholic faith. Her husband died when she was very young, leaving five children, and she was converted because of the good example of the Felici family in Italy. Then she was basically alone. And what did she do? She started to teach little children. And then what she did? She formed a Catholic school. Then what did she do? She founded a religious congregation. Then what did she do? She founded orphanages. She did all this. She died when she was only 46 years old. Are any of you older than 46 years old? I am. Incredible life. I'd like to say this. Yesterday we celebrated St. John Neumann. Mm-hmm. Not Cardinal Newman, but St. John Neumann. He was born in Bohemia, which would be the Czechoslovakia, where Medjugorje is today. You know why he came to the United States? Because there are too many priests where he lived. Wouldn't that be great? And we could say in the United States, there's so many priests, we have to send them maybe to India, or maybe send them to China or Japan. He came, there was too many priests there. That's a good problem, isn't it, no? So he arrived in Ellis Island, New York, and then he was sent to Buffalo. You know, there's a buffalo, an animal, but there's a big city called Buffalo in upper state New York, no? But one of his greatest things he did was when he was made Bishop of Philadelphia, there was one Catholic school there. In 8 years, because of him, there were 100. Can you imagine building 99 Catholic schools, parochial schools, in 8 years? And I don't think I'm scandalizing you people, but obviously education is in real crisis in this country, right? Hello? Education's in real crisis today. Therefore, these two saints are patrons of Catholic education. So I think we have to start to make a novena to these two great saints who dedicate themselves to forming schools, building schools. Neumann wrote two catechisms. They were key on education. Parents have the obligation to educate their children. They have an obligation to have a good education. And finally today, we celebrate American saint, but going north from Canada. He's known as the Miracle Man of Montreal. And his name is, Saint André Bessette. Most of his life, a good part of his life, before he entered into the religious congregation of the Holy Cross, he basically was a failure. He basically tried to be a blacksmith, a cobbler, and he couldn't do anything right, no? As we say in New York, he would be a klutz. I mean, he just couldn't seem to do anything right. Tried to enter in one order, they rejected him. Another order, he was rejected again. Another order, he was rejected. Rejected right and left, till he finally entered into the Congregation of the Holy Cross. And he was always sickly. He's going to live to be 91, but he's always sickly, you know? And they were going to reject him because of his health. And the bishop said, hey, hold on to that guy. Hold on to that guy. He turns out to be maybe the greatest man that ever lived in Canada. And what did he do? He spent hours in prayer. A little statue of St. Joseph near his windowsill. Spent long hours of prayer every night. Not a holy hour, but holy hours. And what happened was, people were drawn to his humility, his simplicity, his love for God, and they asked him to pray, and he worked miracles. He would say, go to Joseph. He said, I'm the little dog, the little puppy of St. Joseph, that was his title. The little cachorro, perrito en español, the little puppy of St. Joseph. And the people were healed. He would say, rub this oil on your arm, rub this oil on your tummy, and then they would be healed. And he said, it's because of St. Joseph. He lived next to the University of Notre Dame, not in Indiana, but in Montreal. There's two different ones. And they wanted to build a church, a little chapel in honor of St. Joseph, but the owner wouldn't give the land. You know what he did? He took a medal of St. Joseph and planted it in the land there. And within 24 hours, the guy said, would you like to buy my land? It's yours. So they built the plot of land, and they bought the plot of land, and they started to build. And they built the biggest church oratory of St. Joseph in the whole world, in Montreal, because of this great humble servant of God, André Bessette. So the next time you go to Canada, we're going to be going on vacation next week, okay? You have to make a visit to the oratory of St. Joseph. Personally, I don't like the structure of the church. It's not according to my artistic style. Beauty is in the eye of the beholder, as I say. But below, there's a beautiful crypt. And in the beauty of the crypt below, you can see plaques in honor of the litany of St. Joseph. And my favorite is, you see a plaque in honor of the title, St. Joseph, Terror of Demons. So you see this person surrounded by these devils, these demons. And he's praying to St. Joseph, and here are the demons. Ah! Ah! So simply at the name of St. Joseph, the demons can be conquered. So let's have a great love for this great saint, these American saints, Neumann, Seton, André Bessette, but also Let's have a great love and devotion to Saint Joseph, the husband of Mary. Amen.